The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
Hey, Jace, did I see you drive by my house in a new car?
You sure did there, Goober. I waved to you in your front lawn.
Nice. I didn't know you were getting a new one. Where did you go, Jason?
I went to Sears Imported Autos, and I really wasn't planning on getting a new car. But I went online, I saw a car, I went in there, and Sue, I love Sue, her service was amazing, and it really was one of those examples of customer service makes a difference. And it's not a surprise to me. They've been in business for over 55 years, serving not one, not two, not three, four Lex and Dawn, four generations of happy customers, and now I'm one of them. They were named best of the best for Mercedes for 2018 and 2019. I mean, it is really where, as they say, quality meets affordability. The selection of their certified pre-owned vehicles will help you find like a dream car at the price you want. So if you're going to get a car, Dawn or Lex, Sears Imported Autos. Where are they again, Lex?
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka.
More information at searsimports.com.
And when you walk into Sears Imported Autos, make sure you say you heard about them from Jace.
Before we begin, I just want to thank Barb and Star for hosting tonight's Talking Club and for making their famous, usual hot dog soup.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on MyTalk1071 and live streaming all over the earth at MyTalk1071.com. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to become a coach with the Minnesota Timberwolves, ladies and gentlemen, Alexis Thompson.
Yeah, that's big news. Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, Bunny.
Good morning, Don McLean.
Good morning, and hello to Kenny.
Why did your voice change when you said hello to Kenny?
I don't know.
What's that
it's
all about?
It's early. Don't judge me already. You don't know me like that.
You don't
it's
know
already
her
started.
Like that. It's already started. And good morning to all of you on this Monday, February 22nd, 2021. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to your life. Welcome to National Be Humble Day. Welcome to George Washington's birthday. Welcome to National Cook a Sweet Potato Day. Welcome to National Sports and Fitness Day. Welcome to National Wildlife Day. Welcome to National Play More Cards Day. Welcome to National World Thinking Day. Welcome to National Walking the Dog Day. Welcome to National Margarita Day. And welcome to your very first sip of delicious coffee.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee. Coffee.
How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee. How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee.
To begin the broadcast, I will ask you this question, Alexis. How the hell is your coffee?
Oh, I just took a refreshing sip. It is divine today. It's the last of the Ethiopian.
Oh,
we need to get another bag because this is championship, but it's hot, it's black, it's just what I need on a Monday morning.
Dawn McLean,
yes,
your tea.
My tea is conscientious, compassionate, yeah. Communicative, mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. Calm.
Uh-huh.
And careful.
Perfect. Kenner Mattel?
In honor of the day, I'm drinking the tequila blend, which means, I'll admit it, I'm fairly drunk already.
Perfect!
What's the ratio, tequila to coffee?
90.
Wow, 90. That's a lot of tequila.
Mine is velvety smooth. Mine is rich. Mine is gentle. Mine is creamy. And mine is luscious. Cheers, everybody. Cheers.
Mm. Nice.
Cheers. Luscious.
Luscious. Luscious and luscious and luxurious. It's fantastic. I know.
Mm. Silky.
It's silky. Oh, that's a good word, too. Silky. Silk. That's not too gross of a descriptor, is it, Dawn? Silky?
Nah, it's fine.
No, that's fine. I didn't think that was that bad. There are a lot of days today, so you have your options of things you can do. You can cook a sweet potato if you want to celebrate today. You can play cards with your family. You can get drunk with your family for National Margarita Day, or be healthy. it's Sports and Fitness Day, or walk your dog, or think. Wow. I'm looking at the days. There's a lot to do. Or go look at wildlife.
What about, when is sleep day?
Wow.
That's what National Sleep Day.
Today? Because that's what I'm looking for.
I think
National.
I'm hoping that's
National Sleep
Not
Day.
Not all day.
World
Once
Sleep
a year, come on.
Oh, Dawn, about a month from now, World Sleep Day.
Oh, my gosh.
There is a day for everything.
Yes, World Sleep Day is Friday, March 19th, Dawn. Mark your calendars.
Oh,
mark
your calendars. Minimally working then.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Barely working. So mark your calendars. Uh-huh. Just like all of us right now, because it's Monday and we're... And we don't mind telling you this. We're phoning this in today. I mean, we're phoning you today. It's we're firing at about 27%. So hold on to your receipt. Again, take us back to any participating True Value if you don't like the quality of the show. And have fun with that.
But, anyone else stuffy? I think it's the cold and...
Like stuffy, like
dry. Just congested and
no, my skin's dry. I feel a little lizardish. Yeah. A little lizard. Well, it's all that damn hand washing and the hand sanitizers, which is great. Again, flu numbers are down. I mean, look, I know we're still in a global pandemic, but I was reading over the weekend a lot of other sicknesses, except for chlamydia. Everything else is down, so that's good news. You know, flu's down, flu numbers are down, everything else is down. So we're finally clean, people.
Wait. You said except for chlamydia?
It was a joke. I was just saying the STDs are up because everyone's just having sex because there's nothing else to do. There's sincerely nothing else to do.
You sounded serious. You sounded serious. I just wanted to make it.
No. But hey, that's good news. But it is kind of creepy to think about. Think about how dirty we were before the pandemic. I mean,
filthy.
We were filthy animals. I mean, we were just disgusting. I complained about it all the time. I said how less often I would see or how few times I would see men washing their hands upon exiting a restroom. Now that's cut in half. I've been bitching about that for years. Mm-hmm. Now that's cut in half. Even gross people that I work with that I will not identify, I even see them now washing themselves. Hosing themselves down before leaving the bathroom.
Goodness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's good news to start off a Monday with.
Yes. Yeah. How are people finding sex partners right now?
New ones. Well, it's funny that you said that because we saw a single friend over the weekend, and they're still using apps. Like they're doing Zoom dates. Some of them are meeting in person, but you know, sitting away from them or going outside for dates when applicable or when available, when the temperature is not, 77 below zero. But no, it's funny that you asked. Yeah, we were with a singleton over the weekend. And
that right now. And what do you put in your description? I mean, other than, the regular stuff to, tease a little bit and, here's the goodies or I wear a mask or.
Let's can some apricots. Here we go. call now.
Get straight to it.
Dawn, that's what you put in your thing. That's how MC was attracted to you. I want to can some apricots with you.
Right.
What are you waiting for?
Here we go.
Speaking of McLean, I'll ask in the next segment because you posted something last night on Insta right before. You were the last thing I thought of when I went to bed, Dawn. I'll ask you about it in the next segment. I just looked at it. I was just like, wait a minute. I stumbled upon Dawn's Instagram.
Something about cooking?
Cooking, Lex.
Oh, perfect.
Look at it now, just to give yourself an appetizer, Lex. Look at it right now.
Hold up now.
Speaking of food, I will just say this, Dawn and Alexis and my talkers, I tormented Kenny during the weekend, and it was delightful. On Friday, this is a little story wrapped in a thank you to all the My Talkers. You know, on Friday, we had an expanded edition, or as they said on NBC in the early 2000s, it was a supersized edition of Hey, Good Looking, What You Got Cooking. And I talked about those shortbread cookies, Doolin Grandmas, that I loved, thanks to Stephanie Hansen. And Kenny was mad at me. Remember that, ladies? All day Friday. Well, you know me. I'm a brat. So over the weekend, I was texting Kenny pictures. I was texting pictures to Kenny of the cookies all during the weekend.
Oh, no.
Just here, Kenny.
Jason, you texted this in the morning, Saturday morning, and I got it Saturday afternoon, and I had been up since 4 in the morning with not one bite to eat.
Sorry.
That was a particularly hurtful text,
sorry,
my friend.
Well, listen.
I don't think you are.
Not at all. No. It was fun to send. I had so much fun copying, pasting that picture. It was delightful. But this is also, and we, the four of us know this, and this is a thank you. This is a perfect way to glide into, hey, good looking. I Instagrammed this over the weekend. If you go to my Insta, you'll see it. My goodness, if we needed, and we don't, if we needed further proof of how great you guys are, and I'm talking the audience, you, the fact that you trust our recommendations, you listen to us, even if, you know, we recommend a movie and it may not be your thing, Barb and Star, but you still listen to us and you dip your toe in it. I heard again from the gentleman that owns this cookie company, and it's a good problem to have. Dude is now making like thousands of cookies. There's been so many orders from My Talkers. Like,
I just saw your post.
Yeah. And I copy and paste it. Yeah. He goes, and it's not a bad has to, but he goes, he wrote, I now have to bake thousands of cookies to keep up with the demand. So My Talkers,
thank you.
I mean, yeah, charge.
Charge more for carpal tunnel treatments.
But it's just great. And you guys are the greatest audience. And I'm telling you, it's just great to see. And great to see, especially in this year, when these local businesses need help like this. It's delightful. And it made my weekend. I was on a high. Because this guy, I was on a high thinking of the guy couldn't get out of his kitchen because he's having to make so many cookies. So.
And the fact that they're so good, they will be repeat customers.
Yeah, they will, because they're chunks of heaven right here on earth. Sorry, Kenny. Not sorry. 6:12 is the time, everybody. When we come back, the aforementioned, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? We have a sequel to talk about today. TikTok pasta strikes back. There's a good sequel. TikTok pasta strikes back when we return. Warning, here comes a cliche, ladies. Your smile is your calling card to the world.
Yeah, even though people can't see our smiles on the radio.
Well, they can sense we're smiling even during your dad jokes, Lex.
Dawn, I don't know if I would categorize that post-joke look as smiling.
Rude!
All jokes aside, your smile is so important, and if you don't like yours for whatever reason, it can be debilitating. It can really affect the quality of your life. And that's why we're so proud to represent Dr. Amy Hughes at Hughes Dental. Dr. Amy has her fantastic virtual smile consults. Here's how it works. You email Dr. Amy with your smile concerns. You can even upload a pic at hughes-dental.com. And Dr. Amy will send you back a private video message detailing an action plan. And here's one of the best things. There's no pressure to buy. She doesn't believe in that stuff. This is your year to change your smile. And yes, here's another cliche, change your life.
And she's the best at cosmetic dentistry. Don't you have a fun nickname for Dr. Amy, Jace?
I sure do. The Yoda of cosmetic dentistry.
Trust her, we do.
Very good Yoda there, Dawn. Contact Dr. Amy and take advantage of her virtual smile consults at hughes-dental.com. And don't forget, Dr. Amy can be your regular dentist too. She's my regular dentist. Again, that's hughes-dental.com.
Say hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
Federally mandated food, dining, and drink talk. A little ditty we call, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? And we're going to begin this morning with Alexis Kubobiewicz, Yo-Yo Thompson.
Yo-Yo.
TikTok pasta part 2, electric boogaloo. What did you do?
Ooh, what'd you do now?
Okay, so there's a couple. So I tried the pasta. You bake the feta. Everyone was doing this on TikTok. Lots of people were. And then, so you put it in the oven with the feta cheese, the tomatoes, garlic, and you smash it up, add the cooked pasta, mix that up, add some basil. Very, very good. And fast, easy meal for the family. Well, I saw a couple hacks that I wanted to try. One chef used Boursin cheese. You know, that really soft cream cheese almost,
yes,
with the chives and some have shallots in it.
Yes.
Very good, tasty, creamy. Yes. And then the New York Times cooking account, they found a way, which I know you can do this with other pastas, of course, but to cook it in the sauce. Mm. So the pasta.
Okay. Yes,
so you're not cooking the pasta and then adding it later.
Okay. So they're putting dry noodles in.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Good idea.
So I took both of those plus the original recipe and made my own.
Wow.
And tried the hacks.
What happened?
I know. I've had the ingredients for so long. Well, okay, for 3 days, but it was Sunday. I looked in the
hole in your fridge. Get them out of there, girl.
I have to make this. The basil is going to go bad. The tomatoes are going to go bad.
It's been 3 long days.
So you had some fresh basil, is what you're
saying.
Yes,
and you know, sometimes it's really time sensitive because the worst is throwing produce away, which unfortunately I do it way too often.
Yeah.
But last night, baby went to sleep. Earlier, well, not much earlier, but he was asleep, so I thought, all right, let's make this. Let's do it. And I'm really glad I did, because I'm thinking about this for lunch today.
Oh.
Yeah, so good. I did just post the video, too. I wasn't sure if we were going to get to it, but if you want to check it out and see what it looks like. And I had a little hiccup, because what you do is you heat everything up in the oven, and then you add the pasta and add boiling water. But because I had a little bit more pasta than the New York Times account, I needed to add one more cup of water, which I ended up doing and putting it back in the oven, and it turned out just fine.
Perfect.
But taste-wise,
the same.
The guy who added the Boursin cheese also sautéed spinach and mushrooms and added that to the meal. That was championship. So, after I tasted it, comparing it to the feta one, I like the feta cheese better.
Okay.
Only because I like feta more than Boursin. It has that salty flavor that I really like.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the next time, when I do this again, doing feta cheese, I'm definitely adding the spinach and mushrooms, because that was delicious. And I like the one pan option. It cooked it just fine.
That's great. Oh my gosh, Alexis, I'm looking at the video right now.
Now, now I have to look at it. Now you
try
got Rex
it.
And the City's Yarn World. Where is it?
Yep.
There it is.
You can go to, just go to about 2 minutes in and
go
you will see.
In?
Yeah. 205.
Oh, look at that. That is delicious looking right there.
Doesn't that look yum? Guys, it's really good and so fast.
And
it
easy?
Makes a ton.
Okay.
Yes. And easy.
Okay. You've convinced me. That's nice. You've convinced
me. Yeah, you try with different cheeses. I mean, you could just, what's great about it too, and that's why I like cooking versus the baking, which I know you had some adventures, Dawn, is that you can just kind of like throw stuff in there.
Oh.
And it works. You know, it's more
true.
Of an art, like a painting. You just throw it in there and then it works. It's not exact baking.
Yeah,
you know,
baking
that you
is exact. Yeah,
right.
For sure.
So this was just toss it in. Why not?
Especially when you're making macaroons, right, Don?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh,
I'm
my
looking
gosh.
At, now I'm on your Instagram looking. This was, I said it a few minutes ago, the last thing I looked at before I closed my eyes was Don's macaroons. And that sounded sexual, and it's really not. I really mean macaroons. What did you do?
Well, last weekend, I made my first batch. And I just tried a variation this weekend of a second batch. This is the coloring has no effect on the flavor. They are bright blue.
Yeah.
I just wanted a pretty contrast between the filling and the the shell.
I thought you were making a Lady Gaga Oreo. The colors.
Yeah, trying to. I wanted just a bright, pretty color. The inside is a creme mousseline,
which is creme patisserie with butter, and then it also has a freeze-dried strawberries crushed up and freeze-dried mango and freeze-dried raspberries. So you crush all that up, mix it in for the filling, pipe that in there. That one I put on there was the prettiest one, of course. But the bag behind them are all the rejects because I made them for Donna and Bradley, and I left them at home, of course. But yeah, the rest of them are rejects. I'm not good at it yet, really, as far as the shape and.
They look good.
Yeah, they look.
You can
delicious.
Do it. Period. That's a talent. Those are hard.
Yeah,
to
you're
do.
Attempting yeah. to. I'm, yeah. you know, heating up pasta.
We'll be back with Kim and Kanye. Eek! When we come back.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
My darling Crystal, I've had this fragrance created especially for you. I think it's as beautiful as you are. Every time you wear it, remember, I love you forever.
My dearest Blake, I've had this fragrance created especially for you. I think it's as sexy as you are. And every time you wear it, remember that I'll love you forever too.
Forever Crystal and Carrington, both created to celebrate the love that lives forever.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Kenny will be out with his fragrance this fall called Man Musk, available Ooh. At Walgreens. That's oh. right.
Yeah. Oh, did you Walgreens. Hear he's Bad Rabbit? What would that scent be, Kenny?
Bad Rabbit.
Yeah, it'd be something the dog rolls in. Walking them in the woods.
Jason and Alexis in the morning. Well, we knew eventually it was going to happen. It's announced on Friday. I know Lori and Julie and all the shows had it. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West officially separating, divorcing. Kim filed for divorce. It's donezo. It's over. The pasta's done. The pizza's done. Stick a fork in it. The movie's over.
Yep,
the play's over. They're done.
Are anyone surprised?
Show of hands. Show
no.
of hands.
No.
You
know, what is the game of releasing that on a Friday? Is there some reason for that?
Yes. Because if you want to hide... It's the same rule in politics, too. You bury, they call it burying things on Fridays because news circulation goes down. People are out of their routine. If you want to dump a story that you don't want a lot of attention on, you dump it on a Friday because people are out of their routines. They're not home. You know, at
they're
six
thinking
or
about
whatever.
The weekend.
Yes. They're out and about. They're not really paying attention as much as they do. Now, this is a little different now in this era of everyone getting their news in the palm of their hand. But it's still, yeah, I mean, it's still applicable. If you want something to kind of go under the radar a little bit, dump it on a Friday around 4 o'clock.
Interesting.
then you'll have to, you know, do press conferences on Monday, but still you get 2 days off.
Some time for the story to steep a little bit. You know, I am
good question.
Really excited, not excited, maybe that's not the right word. I'm happy to see that they've figured things out. They just said, look, we are separating. We figured out the co-parenting thing. There is a prenup. Neither of us are going to contest it. They've already, I guess, reached a property settlement agreement. So that is good news.
Yeah, because usually all of that nonsense happens on the other end of all of this nonsense.
Ugh, so I mean, are Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, are they divorced yet?
Seriously.
Because don't think so.
It's like 4 years, going on 4 years.
How about Bethany Frankel and Jason Hoopy?
Oh! You what know, a that's, headache that was.
So, no, Lex, that's a great point. That's, yeah. And maybe that's why, you know, they've been a little, we heard a lot of rumbles last year, especially during, Kanye's presidential run. Mm-hmm. We heard a lot. Remember, she left and they were, she stayed at the mom's house or whatever for a while. And then the couple kind of went radio silent. Like, you didn't hear a lot about possible turmoil after that episode. And maybe, well, no, it's not a maybe. It's obviously this was all being arranged.
Oh,
that's why.
Absolutely. Yes. After all of those crazy tweet storm that happened, where he was saying anything and everything about her and, you know, the possibility that she wanted to give up her child at one point.
Yep.
All of that stuff. When you hit a mother like that and tell the world information about, you know, that she might not have wanted to keep her baby. Oh, my gosh. That's whenever the whole family, I'm sure, was like, we're getting you out of this. There's no excuse.
No.
There's no coming back from that, really.
No. So, obviously, they've been working on this since probably, I would lay money they've been working on that, since that moment.
Oh, yes.
Well, and then having to figure out how to release it, because their relationship already is under such a microscope. You have to be very careful with what you say, how you say it. Do you walk outside your house with your wedding ring on or not? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's things like that.
Yeah.
That none of us would ever think about.
Right.
Yeah. Because if, you know, if there's anything personal that happened, it's a whole different thing.
You can't
stand
too close to your bodyguard because, oh, you're doing it now. You know, it's terrible.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you can't go to the grocery store. Oh, they're sleeping together.
Yeah. They looked at each other in the produce aisle. You know what that means.
He picked up melons for her.
Yep. They're touching melons and the zucchini.
They're bumping uglies. They're bumping uglies. That's right. They went on vacation together. That's what it is. So
I don't see her dating for years and years and years.
I don't either.
I just think
she's
going to focus on raising her kids.
Yep.
This was exhausting.
And you know what?
Yeah.
And you know what? And I was flipping through the internet. I don't even know if that's the appropriate term, flipping through. I'm 80. But I was looking at the stories. And look, here's some good news. There is a subtle shift in how these stories are covered now. They're a little less gossipy. And a lot of the stories about this led with concern for the kids and the family as a whole. Now, look, there's still, you know, the trash rags that swim in the tawdry details and the gossipy elements. But the tone of the coverage is different.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's another sign that we are very much not in the Perez, that culture. We are not in the Perez Hilton era of the early 2000s anymore. When this would have been, all of the headlines about this would have been, you know, made up headlines of, you know, Kim's in a spiral and Kanye is this. And yeah, they're still out there, but it was interesting. I wrote that down yesterday. I was like, oh, look at this.
It's not as prevalent or invasive feeling.
No.
It's true. It's about the kids.
Yep. Yep.
And they're old enough. The oldest, North, is, she probably is Googling, has her own website, YouTube page, you know, so she knows what's up.
Oh, girl, she owns a franchise. She owns a Subway franchise in California.
Isn't she the painter?
She's a painter.
She's the painter,
Yes.
Yeah. She's got older cousins who can, you know, help her out, too.
She owns 7 Olive Gardens already. Yeah.
So where's Kanye at during all of this? Where's he at?
Yeah, good
we haven't heard
question.
From him. Kim was at a birthday party last night. Yeah, Kim was at a birthday party for her best friend last night. It's the first time she's posted on social media, and it was very benign. So, what was now, Lex, to put wrapping paper on this?
Yeah,
you. What was Roseanne Barr's Kanye post?
Oh my gosh, you guys, goat! This lots of different reactions, right? Mm-hmm. She posted. So she lives in Hawaii. She posted some pictures of herself in a black one-piece bathing suit. And just posing, one with her arms up, smiling, looking at the sun. It looks beautiful because, hello, she's in Hawaii, of course. And the caption said, "Hey, Kanye, dot, dot, dot."
Oh, no.
Ew.
Oh,
what?
Jesus, that is
awesome. That is awesome. Okay. Hold on. Where do I find this?
I shouldn't have said you.
It's official just, Roseanne Barr on Roseanne. Instagram.
I wonder if she tweeted it, Kenny.
Go look. Found it,
yeah.
Kenny.
There's
hey, stories Kanye. About it, too.
Yeah. But it says, hey, Kanye.
That is funny.
Oh, Roseanne.
She is a riot.
My Friday ended with a delightful cocktail and this headline, and I thought, oh, gosh, the stories keep coming. Army Hammer, ex claims he licked her blood after allegedly branding her.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah. This lady named Paige, who dated Hammer at the end of 2020, tells Dr. Oz, which I... Why is she going on Dr. Oz? But okay, I'm not... Anyway, Paige...
Anyway, you got the deets.
Yeah, if these allegations are right, I hope you're fine. I hope you're getting the help you need. But why are you going on Dr. Oz?
Is he, anyway, like, helping her with her burns? Or
I don't know. That's where she's kind of losing me a little bit. But anyway, but this is serious. She claims he branded her with the letter A and then licked her as she was bleeding.
That's a new kind of weird, man. Wow.
I know.
Ooh-wee. Did she say anything? Did she feel coerced to do it? Did she want it? Look, I'm not trying to defend him at all. But I'm wondering, is the freaky mutual, did she...
It's a legitimate question, because, I mean, but here's the deal. This, we won't know until later today, it aired on Friday. Yeah. So, here it is. She alleges that she was tied up. Army asked her if he should put his initials on her. She says she didn't answer, and he just started doing it then. Yeah.
Ouch.
So, I don't know. I mean, again, I'll just, where there's smoke, there's fire. And there is a lot of smoke coming from this house.
This branding iron coming off the branding iron.
Yes.
Branding. I mean, who has a branding iron with their initial on it?
Who has a branding iron? Kenny, don't answer that.
Kenny actually, does for cows, but that's different.
I actually made one a couple of years ago with my initials on it. I'm sorry.
Oh, Kenny, I love you.
What are you blazing over there, huh?
Just Brian wood likes. So far. It didn't occur to me to actually do the roommate. I'm pretty sure she would not be down with that.
No, I don't think so. No.
Should ask her.
You know, Lex, that's one of those things where I don't even have to ask.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Touché.
My Talk Listener Awards are hot this month. You can win a private theater rental at AMC Theater, plus gift cards to REI, Pizza Luce, and Caribou Coffee. Sign up for listener awards on our website. When we come back, everybody, strike the band, turn up the lights. The Muppet Show is back on Disney Plus with an asterisk. Hmm. With an asterisk. And Dawn has that asterisk detail. Plus, Alexis watched The Equalizer. We'll start our TV taste test for this Monday when we come back.
This is going to sound weird.
Time for Jason Out of Context.
Choking on a nut.
Did that just sound dirty? Because that's not how I meant it.
That was Jason Out of Context.
Yep. Very funny, Rocco. Fine, we'll do one more of those.
This is going to sound weird.
Time for Jason Out of Context.
I would like to see a beaver eat some wood. I really would.
Did that just sound dirty? Because that's not how I meant it.
That was Jason Out of Context.
Great.
Thanks, Rocco.
Yeah.
Jason and Alexis in the morning. On My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything Amy Grant is fantabulous. Mm. Oh, baby, baby.
Oh, didn't she just have heart surgery?
I think she did. I think you're right.
Yeah.
I was in an 80s spiral that Dawn would wholeheartedly approve of. because in the Jason Show studio, executive producer Jeff plays music in the commercial breaks. And we do that with the studio audience to keep the energy up.
Right.
And now, and Jeff continues it now to keep, well, the energy
you
up
awake.
For us. to keep the crew and me and Kendall awake.
Yes.
But no, it just, we dance in any way. And we were, Dawn, you would have loved it. I Instagrammed it. It was a Color Me Bad dance party.
Oh, yes.
We were doing the very best of Color Me Bad, and it was delicious. I love the Color Me Bad.
Anyway. Me too.
Fine.
So good. Okay, let's talk The Muppet Show.
Yeah.
On Disney Plus. Big news. The series is on there, but it has an asterisk. What's going
on?
It does.
You know, you can watch about 100 of the episodes. 120 episodes are streaming on Disney Plus right now. A lot of the viewers, you know, didn't notice that some of the episodes were missing, but some eagle-eyed viewers went through some, even listed on Reddit which ones were missing. There's a one with Brooke Shields that's completely missing, and another one from Chris Langham. So the one with Chris Langham, he was actually a staff writer on The Muppet Show, and he stepped in as a guest star when Richard Pryor dropped out at the last minute. Well, in 2007, he was found guilty of possessing child pornography and spent 6 months in prison. So that has to be, people are thinking why that episode is not on the list. The other ones are really mostly because of music licensing. So yeah. Mm-hmm. They don't want to pay essentially for these songs or some of the content on there regarding artists. And then there's another issue with a bunch of the episodes have disclaimers over them that say this program includes negative depictions or mistreatment of people of cultures and stereotypes. Some of those are Johnny Cash performing in front of a Confederate flag. That episode has a disclaimer. Jonathan Winters impersonating a Native American chant while wearing a headdress. And then there's this one that has Arab Muppets drilling for oil in Kenny Rogers' dressing room.
Oh.
That last one.
That sounds like a dream. Mm. Like that sound, not a yeah. dream, but like a, that sounds like a hallucination yeah. description. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so, you know, like I said, 120 episodes on there, but some of them are missing and disclaimers for the others. So,
yeah, well, you know, again, as I said with the HBO Max and they put the historical disclaimer in front of Gone with the Wind, I'm glad that they're not releasing these and instead providing the proper historical and cultural context.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
I mean, it was on from 76 to 81.
Yes.
I mean, completely yeah. different time.
Completely different time. And what was... Well, Hell's yeah. Bells, they would have to put a disclaimer on the Dukes of Hazzard now. You know, with the General Lee.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's just... And that was a primetime show. I don't know why I said primetime like that, but I watched, admittedly, and we'll get to the WandaVision in the next hour, but I watched a couple minutes of the Carol Burnett Muppet Show, and I was just reminded of how delightful that show is still. Like, it stands
the test of time for sure.
It is just a good show.
Mm-hmm.
It's just funny, and what a great concept for the Muppets. And as I've bitched and moaned over the years, I love Disney, but I have no problem calling them out. And the fact that that company has not figured out how to properly use this intellectual property of the Muppets. They have bungled. They don't know how to get it right. And if you look, and it makes me more mad, because if you look at the simplicity of the Muppet Show and the format of that, that is the purest form of that franchise. And since then, the powers that be have not been able to figure out how to bring them back and make them relevant for modern audiences. And I'm like, okay, we can land a rover on Mars. We can put domes over sports arenas,
sure.
But we can't figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on.
I wonder if they just bought it to just let it sit there. Maybe this was their intention the whole time.
Girl, that's a lot of money to just let something sit there.
Well, I mean, no one else is doing it then.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, but it's such a waste. Think of those characters. I mean, come on, Disney. Miss Piggy and Kermit. And I mean, yeah. It's a great property. Yeah, it's a great property. You just need the creatives in there that know how to do it. Like the Marvel folks. You know, Marvel Comics was a dormant brand. I mean, it was a sleeping giant in the 90s. I mean, it had crappy offices. I mean, no one was really talking about comic books unless you were a comic book fan. And those folks managed to turn it into a bazillion dollar
amazing
creative endeavor.
Well, and you can compare that to DC Comics right now. It just doesn't compare.
Yeah. So figure it out, Mickey. Figure it out. I love you, but figure it out.
You think kids today would like the Muppets?
Yes, if we told them to.
If we steered them that way, can you watch them?
If it was good. No, right. Kids will go to it if it's good.
Of course. I think that's probably what they're dealing with right now is they want to do it right.
Fix it, Mickey. I know you have other problems, but fix it.
They're like, our parks aren't open. And I think with Star Wars and, you know, the other new acquisitions, the shiny, bright things, you know, that's the focus.
Muppet. Miss Piggy needs love, too, Lex. Miss Piggy needs love.
Yes, she does. And Kermit just doesn't always do it.
No. Oh, girl. But frog sexuality there.
Can't get it done.
Would you rather RuPaul, WandaVision, and more? The 7 o'clock hour starts right after this.
It's a beautiful day.